This report was mandated by Congress. It was taken up by the Academy, and the Academy, as you know, has the system by which they assemble a committee of experts from a variety of disciplines that relate to a particular area and, you know, do their work for a couple of years. We heard testimony from people from all aspects of the forensic sciences. We studied the published literature, and of course, we heard the experience from members of the committee who actually work in the forensic sciences, and ended up, you know, with the conclusions and recommendations that are featured in the report.
So apparently, the states and the cities being in charge of their own forensics labs meant that there was some inconsistency there, and so you're calling for consistent standards across the board. Is that right?
We are calling for consistent standards across the board at the federal, state, and local level. And so that's the part of the report that relates to how forensic sciences are practiced. What we are finding there is that there are no mandatory standards and there are no mandatory systems for accrediting laboratories, for certifying individuals who actually are forensic experts, and for doing a consistent quality control and quality assurance across the system. So the main recommendation on the system side is exactly that, that we need to enforce standards, we need to develop them, and we need to make the enforcement have teeth.
Now, some of the reports that I was reading about, sort of on your report out there over the last couple days, were sort of suggesting almost that you were suggesting that we nationalize sort of forensic labs. Is that accurate, or is it more just the standards based?
I think that's inaccurate. That's not accurate. What we're recommending is standards, and standards can be set and promulgated across the jurisdictions. It is not an issue of nationalizing the forensic sciences. What we did call for, and that's the main recommendation of the report, is for the establishment of an independent entity that will oversee both the science and the practice of forensics in the country. And we gave that a name, the National Institute for Forensic Sciences, and we called for that entity to be an independent entity, a federal entity, that will, on the one hand, support and organize and promulgate research, and on the other will organize and promulgate standards.
And I think that was part of the question that, you know, this organization was sort of, some people interpreted that to mean sort of the nationalization part of it. This independent agency would be outside of the Justice Department, outside the FBI, right?
Yes. Yes. What we are saying is that this entity needs to have, on the one hand, serious grounding in science. So it needs to have a lot of scientific expertise from the various disciplines which are involved in the forensic sciences. On the other hand, it needs to have links to where forensic sciences are actually being practiced. So it needs both. And it also needs to be independent from law enforcement. If you put all of these together, there's no entity currently, federal entity, that could meet all of these requirements. Hence the proposal to make a separate new institute.
Explain a bit why this is so critical, why these consistent standards need to be put in place.
I think that it's an overall issue of the quality control of the system and of its ultimate product. When you go and look at the data and you look at the presentations that are made by people who actually practice forensics across the country and so on, you find that there is really large variability in the level of standards, in the level of enforcement of standards, and so on. I think that is an area that obviously it's a low-hanging fruit in
right.
terms of making steps here, and it's an area that a lot of progress can be made right away.
And were there problems that sort of spurred Congress to call you to have this report? I know we've heard of sort of sporadic problems, but did you find that there were problems sort of almost institutionally across the country?
No, the problems that we were aware of are known to everybody. In a sense, it doesn't seem to me that what the committee did is sort of really find new facts.
Right.
A lot of what we found is really known to people who work in these areas, What this report does is it puts together a synthesis of the current situation and puts it in perspective and makes recommendations for how to move forward. There have been committees from the Academy that have looked at specific kinds of forensics, DNA analysis, other types of forensics, and so on. There have been all sorts of committees and reports. This one is a comprehensive look at the situation and a comprehensive report.